Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Never knew it would be such hard work to go to sleep. But here we are again with our daily homework assignment, at least for the next couple of days, which for Kristen and Jackson and I, okay, let's really take our health seriously and our sleep hygiene. If you're getting up this early in the morning and you're listening live to The Burt Show, chances are pretty good you have some problems sleeping. Man, it's odd hours, right? So we decided, you know, look, the first thing that you can do to make things a little bit healthier is turn your electronics off 1 hour before you go to sleep. 1 hour of your day. How hard can this be? It has proven to be harder than I thought it was going to be. My grade this morning, D+.
D plus. You did worse last night than you did the night before?
Yeah, only because my routine was off last night. Hollis had a game way out of the city, like up in Canada. So by the time that I got home after his match last night, it was already late. So I turned TV on to start winding down a little bit. And then, dang it, the show that I was watching was too good to turn off. And then finally I did just to read for 20 minutes before I dozed off. But it was too late. So D+ for me, not an entire F. But a D plus. And then I looked at all my electronics this morning on how my sleep score was, and it sucked again. It's just terrible.
All right. So I have a little bit different goal than Bert and Jackson here, because I don't really, at least I don't think I have issues with sleeping. I sleep pretty soundly. For me, it's just letting go of the electronic and being done with the electronics at a certain time. So my goal is to put my phone down at 9 and not pick it back up. And so far, I'm 2 for 2.
Okay.
I did that last night. Thank you.
Good.
Did that last night, right at 9 o'clock, put the phone down, didn't look back at it. Now, I'm still watching my murder show on Hulu.
I don't think that's helping.
The Fox Hollow murders. But, again, I didn't go to 10:30. At 9:30, I stop, I turn it off, and I go to bed. So I'm not doing this an hour before I go to sleep. But I want to be phone done by 9, TV done by 9:30.
Yeah. It's so bizarre that murder mystery death is the thing that relaxes you to get you to sleep, that you really need to double up on your therapy.
Yeah.
For all of our sake, because now I really don't trust you.
Okay, I'll hit up Susan today.
Okay. Jackson?
I think I give myself about a C.
C.
Yesterday, I kind of misunderstood a little bit. I thought I could still kind of listen to something in the background, but that's still distracting, and I get it. It's turning your brain off. Last night, it was 9 o'clock, put the phone down, and then I realized that I was so bored and had nothing to do that I just, like, tried to go to sleep then. That was supposed to be an hour earlier.
That didn't work.
Didn't work at all.
If you're not tired at all, they say that the last thing you should try to do is put your head down and try to force yourself to sleep. It's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, my brain was doing mental zoomies for a solid hour and a half while I tried that. And so, I mean, I checked my sleep score. It wasn't good. I got like less than 5 hours, 4 hours, 40 minutes.
You know who we should be asking is Katie here, who takes 4 hour naps before she goes to sleep at night. How do you do it?
It's just, I think it's my body. I think it's the sickle cell anemia. The anemia makes me sleepy. I just have a natural sleeping pill in my body.
Yeah, well, I don't want to inject myself with that just to get better sleep. So that takes the fun right out of it, Katie, right out of it. All right, Cassie. So, yeah, embarrassed yourself yet again.
Is anyone shocked? Not me. So I went to this cute little park with my kids over in Smyrna, and I love it because it's gated in, right? So that means they can't run out into traffic. They can't open the gates. They're stuck. Gives me a little more leeway to actually talk to other people.
Oh, it's a prison play yard.
Yes. And that's the best kind, because anyone knows, anyone who's tried to plan a mom date, you can't catch up because you're running around after your toddlers the entire time.
See, like, out there sitting on a bench doing curls?
Yeah.
A little bench press I'll do. Yeah.
So I'm watching my kid on the monkey bars, and a woman comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, are you Cassie from The Bert Show?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." And she goes, "Hi, I'm Ellis. Nice to meet you." And I'm like, "Hey, Ellis, great to meet you." And I'm really excited because, like, making mom friends is hard, especially at the playground because you're busy. And she's so nice. And we have a great little convo. And I tell her where I like to take the kids when it's raining, which is Avalon, by the way. The playground is sheltered there. And we have a great convo. And she's like, "I'm sorry for coming up." I'm like, "No, Ellis, don't be sorry. I'm so glad you came and chatted. I hope I see you again." Making sure, because I think it's important to me when people use my name. So I'm calling her Ellis over and over again. Like, "Hey, Ellis." And then the next day I get onto our Facebook. There's a few listeners who have started a fan group, which is great, by the way, for discussion and stuff. And I see a post from her talking about how she met me. And I'm like, "That's sweet." I've left out one key part of meeting Ellis, and that's that she's Australian.
Oh, the coolest accent ever.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
But her name isn't Ellis. It's Alice. Her name is Alice. And the entire time I'm speaking with my, like, hybrid Southern accent, I'm like, "Do you love coming here, Ellis?" And I just sound like I'm mocking her to her face. And in she wrote really nice things. But in retrospect, I'm like, "Oh, my God, she thinks I'm an idiot. This lovely woman came up and I didn't know her name was Alice."
Maybe she was thinking you were being respectful. "Oh, she's talking in my native.
The Bert Show.
Buzz on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like ever since Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez broke up, I feel like I've seen him a lot with Jennifer Garner, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like that's pretty atypical for people that are divorced.
They do have kids, though.
They do have kids, but I mean, it's not always a positive situation. I mean,
is for them, though.
For them, it is. And so we've seen them a lot together, but apparently Jennifer Garner's boyfriend does not like it very much, because a source is coming out and saying that her boyfriend, a guy named John Miller, which is the most John Doe name I've ever heard outside of John Doe.
It's like she made him up.
It does. Yeah, it's kind of like his name's like George Glass or something. He just made him. He's my boyfriend. You don't know him. He goes to another school. His cousin, George Glass. Anyway.
If you never saw that Brady Bunch episode, you're missing out.
I'm stunned you know that reference, being 27 years old.
I'm cultured sometimes. So apparently, George Glass's cousin, John Miller, has given her an ultimatum. So there was a photo of Ben and Jen cuddling during a paintball outing. And apparently, John told Jennifer that if he sees any more photos like that in the press, he is walking out of her life.
So I took a look at the photos this morning and I inserted myself into their situation, because my girlfriend is divorced also, but they have a child as well. They are best of friends and they still hang out with each other. So I'm looking at these pictures and Ben Affleck is kind of embracing and hugging Jennifer Garner during this paintball game, which I've never played before. So I don't know if the press is just getting, is he trying to shelter her? But if I would have seen the same pictures of Amanda with her ex, I would have had a conversation also.
I've played paintball.
There's no hugging in paintball.
I don't know if he was trying to protect. I don't know. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Play paintball many a times.
Yeah.
It does not require this move at any point during the game.
Have you guys seen the pictures?
Uh-huh. I'm looking at it right now.
Google them right now. And because, yeah, if I saw these and Amanda in that position with her ex, I would have the same thoughts. Now, I wouldn't be drawing this line in the sand that he is, but we'd be having a talk about respect and what's really going on here.
Well, this might just be his last straw because I've seen tons of photos of them in the press together. And so I think if you see a photo where you're like, is that supposed to happen during paintball?
No, I've pulled it up. And I don't know why paintball got so hot back in the day, but it was because my brother was a massive paintballer, if that's what you want to call it. You never put your arm around somebody's waist. That's just unnecessary.
So Amanda comes to me a couple of days ago, and I'm just using an example of good co-parenting, right? And I think what she and I are establishing is I'm a good supportive partner in their relationship. She's going to be going away on a weekend with him and their kid without me. And she was just asking if I was okay with it. Doesn't bother me at all, but that to me is respect, okay? That's how it's supposed to work. You see a picture like that,
uh-huh.
It is definitely big time disrespectful.
And on top of that, her ex is Ben Affleck, an A-list hot celeb that most women like. His ex is Jennifer Lopez, for crying out loud. So I think on top of that, there's probably some jealousy as well. Like, you know, his name's John Miller. He's not exactly, you know, some famous dude.
Let's play this out, though. What if they were getting back together? That means Ben was married to J-Lo, got divorced, got back with J-Lo. Were they ever married?
Was he with Jennifer Garner first or J-Lo first?
I cannot keep up.
I think it was J-Lo, and then he married Jennifer Garner.
And then Jennifer Garner, right?
I say that, but it seems wrong.
The order of it doesn't even really matter. So let's say he gets married, divorced to J-Lo, then gets back to J-Lo. And now if this story was true and he's attracted to Jennifer Garner again, that mm-hmm. means they were married, broke up, and now they're getting back together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it was married to Jennifer Garner in 2005, followed by Jennifer Lopez in 2022.
Okay.
So if you play any old pattern game in school, J-Lo just has to hold on a little longer. He'll be getting back.
All right, Hailey Bieber shared a mysterious Instagram post after her rep denied that she was throwing shade at Selena Gomez on TikTok. I'm gonna explain the drama on your next E-Buzz of the Burt Show?
No, so he went J-Lo, Jennifer Garner, J-Lo. Mm-hmm. So now it makes sense that he goes right. Jennifer Garner,
back
for sure.
Back forth.
He better learn his lesson.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So I don't know if I'm just getting more impatient as I get older, or Atlanta traffic is getting worse and worse and worse all the time. I can't think of the last time I actually drove through downtown, that connector downtown, where I wasn't stuck in traffic, even in odd hours, right? So yesterday I found myself in traffic in a place I didn't think I would be, which made me want to ask you guys the question that are listening right now. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an Atlanta thing, but I would want to know, like, if we opened up the Burt Show's Guinness Book of Records of who's got the longest commute to and from work every single day. And let's do this in two ways, in miles and also in minutes, in the car every morning after and every afternoon. I have always said this about doing this Burt Show here, is that the biggest perk that we have is not having to deal with traffic, mostly in the morning and the afternoon. You know who has mucked this all up for me? My son, who is now playing in his senior season of soccer, and I'm determined to catch, like, as many games as I can. This is it. And he doesn't want to play in college. So I'm like, wherever you're going, bro, I'm going.
Yeah, these kids really have a knack for screwing stuff up because I signed Jimmy up for small ball. And my son's already doing this, and he's not even four yet because he has practices Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
And now, for those of you that don't live in Atlanta, that's hell hour.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I lived in Washington, D.C. when hell hour was 5 hours. It, like, generally started at 2 in the afternoon and goes to 7 o'clock. It's really, really bad. But Atlanta, I feel like, and I've been here 25 years now, I feel like it's getting worse and worse. And I don't know if it's, I'm getting more impatient.
I feel like with New York, it's kind of similar to D.C. because everybody always says New York is worse. But growing up in New York, you had a point of time when you knew you were safe. Right. And there is no time when you're safe, I feel like, here in Atlanta.
Here's Jennifer. Jennifer, the Book of Records is open up for commute time. What do you got?
So if I leave at 6 a.m., my commute is 1 hour. If I leave at 7:30, it is between 2 to 3 hours.
Whoa. And where are you going? Where are you going from and to?
Douglasville to Midtown.
Ooh. Wow, that's nasty. Okay, so yesterday, here's the thing. It used to be that when you moved outside of a big city, you did it because you wanted to avoid traffic and it was cheaper out there also, right?
You get more bang for your buck with your house, man.
Man, which might be true outside the perimeter, but as far as traffic goes, one of the perks for me would be living out there where you wouldn't have to deal with traffic. Those days clearly are over. So I picked up Amanda in Roswell yesterday, and my son's game was in North Cumming, which was almost Dawsonville. When I put it into Waze, it was 23 miles. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get up there. It was like
bumper to bumper.
The bumper to bumper, man. It started in Roswell through Alpharetta. And then I'm like, well, at least we're through Alpharetta. It's like nobody lives in Dawsonville. There's a lot of people that live up in Dawsonville and coming because it was back to back to back to back. And I just kept thinking, I have so underestimated you guys that are listening live to the Burt Show. I want to apologize because it is hell out there.
Yeah, I live in Smyrna, and I know if I'm going anywhere, starting at, I would say, 2 p.m., it's going to take me an hour. Like, if I have to get over to Emory and Decatur, your house, like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to bank an hour because there's going to be some jam somewhere. On my way to work in the mornings, I'm in traffic. And I'm like, what do you guys do for a living? I mean, right. Me being up this early, but I'm like, go to bed.
Look, in Atlanta, if you can, it's really smart to get a house right down the street from where you live because these commute times can be like that. And mine is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. And I realized yesterday that I am living such a charmed life for those that have to do this every single day here. Like, Kelton, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's your commute, man?
Yeah, I live in LJ, Georgia, and I drive all the way to Fayetteville, Georgia every morning. About 96 miles, an hour and 40, hour and 50 minutes in the morning. In the evening, it's probably 2 hours or 3 hours to get home.
Oh, my God.
Kelton, I'm curious, why not live closer to work?
Well, because I'm in construction, you just never know what work might be.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's a great call right there. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That does make me feel a little bit better.
I could not imagine. Like, if I am going to be in the car for 2.5, 3 hours, I better be going to some vacation destination.
Three-hour commute. I get home. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
It's over.
I should have asked Kelton. At some point, you got to do the budget on it, too. Because, if you're making that commute, gas prices as they're going up, and you have to do that not knowing where your site is going to be every single day, you got to do the math on it and go, I'm not making any money at all here.
Let me put this in perspective for you too, how really insane it is. So in the UK, people are like, oh, you know, I'm moving away from my parents. We're not going to see them but a couple times a year. Because the parents move, they move 3 hours. That's it. So a 3-hour drive in the UK is like insane. Right. They can't wrap their heads around it. And here people are just doing that daily for commute
in the same city.
Hey, Dakota, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Dakota?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, how long is that commute?
Yeah, so I drive 47 miles one way, so 94 miles a day.
94?
I live in Villa Rica and drive to Dunwoody.
Okay, Kristen asked a good question. Why?
It's cheaper out here. I pay for a 3-bedroom out here, I could probably not even get for a 1-bedroom down in Dunwoody. And I have kids, and it's just cheaper up here.
Okay.
Oh, and if you got kids, that's a couple hours in the car by yourself.
You want to move further away. It's too close.
That's my me time, baby.
Man, it was brutal yesterday, and all I kept thinking is what a charmed life we live in that we don't have to deal with that every single day. So for those of you that listen to us in the morning or the station later on stuck in all of that traffic, thank you. Thank you. I hope we're doing our jobs for you. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. There are many celebrations going on all around the country, right? Chicago, I know, has a huge St. Patrick's Day parade and celebration, right?
Yeah, they dye the river green, right?
Is that true?
Do they still do that?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay. For us in Georgia, it is all about Savannah. Man, what a S show that is.
I've never been to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. I've been to the city multiple times, and it is beautiful, but I can imagine it's next level for St. Patty's Day.
I've gone twice. Once partied really hard, and the second year, I went back looking for my brain cells and got caught up in it again.
And now your son is there going to college.
And I have been to Savannah more in my 20 years than he has been to downtown Savannah, and he's gone there for 4.5 years now. So he will not be at the parade. However, I tell you who will be at the parade is the Burt Show Youth Group.
St. Patrick's Day, we'll have a drink, come down our way and talk about the land that we hold dear.
Where's he gonna go?
All right, we're calling it the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
That's really hard for you in veneers, no?
No, those are okay. It's the teeth.
Oh, the teeth. But yeah.
So we got Mikey's going to be heading down to Savannah. Jackson will be heading down to Savannah. Amber will be heading down to Savannah. Rebecca will be heading down to Savannah. Which one of you guys have actually been to Savannah on St. Patrick's Day? Only Amber and Rebecca.
Yeah, Amber and I went to school there. So
that's right.
I've been quite a bit. I don't remember much. Very fun, though. Very fun.
And is this also why you have dyed your hair a fresh green in honor of St. Patty's in Savannah?
Well, it's like if I'm going to celebrate in Savannah, I got to be as green as possible.
I dig it.
So for those of you that haven't been, there's one street there. It's River Street, right? Mm-hmm. Which is just the S show for St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. And the festivities can start early, early morning, and you can walk. I think it's like the first time I was in Georgia where I experienced you could take one drink from one bar and bring it into another. Yeah.
So it's what? open container on the street?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. I mean, it is really nutty down there. Now, is it the whole city or is it just basically River Street?
I would say it's like from River Street to like, there's like a couple of streets like Broughton and historic. Like all the historic like downtown area is just like everyone's walking around. Everyone has a green drink. All the fountains are green. It's like you don't even have to go into a bar. It's all mess, outside. Man.
However, hot tip, you never, ever wear heels when you go out in Savannah because those streets are the old school cobblestone streets,
right.
And you are destined to break an ankle.
Oh yeah.
I have witnessed that many times.
Forget about high heels or anything with a heel. I mean, come 8 o'clock at night on St. Patrick's Day, people are breaking ankles on those things.
You wear football equipment from the stores.
Let me try to paint the picture for you because it literally is like shoulder to shoulder. You know how you like the crowded part of any bar where you're trying to get a drink, you're shoulder to shoulder and you're fighting for a drink. Think about that for a quarter mile down the road of River Street. And it's like, you can't breathe. You can't really breathe. So we are sending them down there. Mikey, you've never been.
I went in eighth grade, so
it's gonna be start drinking.
It's gonna be pretty heavy. What?
Jackson?
No, I've never been. My girlfriend went to school down there as well, so we took a trip for the weekend, but it's nothing like this weekend that we've got planned.
Okay, we're sending these guys down there, and we've got some things for them to do, because it wouldn't just be fun for us to send them and have them come on back on Monday and Tuesday and tell us about St. Patrick's Day. We had to make it a little bit more lively than that.
So the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown is going to consist of this, because we are happily paying the way for the youth group, okay? We got them an Airbnb. They're close to, you know, in Savannah, close to all of the parties. And so they are going to have to do a little bit of a competition to acquire points, okay? So we have come up with different shenanigans for them to do, and each shenanigan is worth 1,000 points. You can rack up to 1,000 points in the Shenanigan Showdown. Now, we're going to start going through some of these categories day by day. We're only going to reveal three today that you guys could potentially do. And you have, you know, if you don't want to do it, that's well within your right. If you do it, you're going to rack up some points.
So if I remember correctly, the winner can get up to $1,000.
Correct.
Okay. The loser, however, is going to feel this all week long.
Yes. If you get the most points, you win $1,000,
okay,
guys.
It's pretty good motivation for you guys, considering y'all are broke.
However, if you lose on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, when you come back from your escapades in Savannah, we're going to paint you green, and you're going to have to be green for the entire week.
Not just St. Patrick's.
The whole week?
The whole week.
Tuesday, Ooh. Wednesday, oh Thursday, Friday.
Is that a repaint every day?
Every
it's
day.
A repaint every day.
Yeah.
Will that show up on me? And that might be good.
Yeah. Remains to be seen.
Hey, if Cynthia Erivo can do it, you can do it.
More like a hundred green. Yeah.
That's a good point.
We're not talking about face. We're talking about any body part that is exposed, you have to paint it green.
What a pain in the ass that will be. Because you have to reapply. It's going to get on all over your clothes. Any appointment you have, anytime you go out. People will understand Monday, but by Thursday, if you still have this on, you're going to get weird looks.
Absolutely. And now, Abby, you are a beloved member of the youth group. However, you have other obligations this coming weekend.
No, I just didn't want to hang out with them.
That was smart.
Both are understandable.
I'm just kidding. My cousin decided to have a baby, and we're having the big gender reveal this weekend, and literally my entire family will be there, so I have to go too.
Okay. So since even though you're still going to be, and you're obviously a member of the youth group, I wanted you to deliver them the first three shenanigans on the list, each one worth 100 points.
Okay. And this is just the first part of the list. We got three coming up for you guys every day.
Yep. So these are the things that y'all have to do, and I don't. The first one is you have to. You don't have to.
If you do, you get 100 points.
I don't know. I want someone to do this for the story. For 100 points, you got to make out with another member of the youth group.
You can get 100 points right now.
That's an easy 100.
Rebecca and Amber are going to knock this out after this break.
That's an easy 100. It might seem like a little awkward now, but you've been drinking 4 hours and you're going to need 100 points. That's one you can knock off quick.
What counts, like, what's making out?
Swap spit.
Okay, yeah, because does there have to be tongue?
Open mouth.
Because I have a doctor's note.
I mean, I guess you get the waiver on that.
Rebecca gets a pass. All right, the second task for 100 points, one of you has to get a drunk tattoo and or piercing.
Okay.
All right.
Piercings don't last forever. No. 100 points.
No, they kind of do. That hole never really goes away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. If you take it out immediately?
If you take out immediately, maybe it'll grow back.
I think so.
Okay.
But you'll still have
like a little dot where it was.
Oh, okay.
I think we should say we got to at least see it.
Yes.
Yeah, so you got to bring it in studio to get your 100 points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can't just poke a hole in yourself and call it a piercing. And
That's what I did.
Did you really?
That's how I pierced my ears.
You did it to yourself.
I did it myself.
Damn.
And the last one for another 100 points is you have to do a TikTok with a cop.
Now, is this a trend on TikTok you were telling us about? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I mean, it was popular a couple of months ago, but I feel like this is an easy one to knock it out. It's when you stand next to a cop. Usually it's on a night out, and usually you have to pick an objectively hot cop. And there's a song that says,
something like, everyone knows I'm a good girl, officer. And it's very...
It's really catchy.
It's very catchy, very fun.
Mikey, please do that one for 100.
Does it have to be that song?
Yes. Yes. I think you could get like an extra 25 points if you do that one.
That's okay. Your hold up is the song?
I'm a good girl.
Save that.
That's up to you.
Save that.
Yes, Amber. Do we need the cop's consent?
I would assume so.
Amber want to use her doctor's note for the cop.
Go ahead, Amber. Try it without talking to the cop first.
All right, so those are the three we're starting with today. We will come in here tomorrow morning with three others. And again, you don't have to get all of them. It's just whoever comes in here with the most points on Tuesday morning. What's that?
Monday morning.
Will it be Monday morning? So they're not actually staying in St. Patrick's Day on Monday?
No. They're coming back Sunday. So St. Patrick's Day, Monday morning on the Burr Show, we will have a definitive winner of the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
Okay. Is the parade on Sunday or is it on Monday?
It's on Monday. They're not going to the parade.
Okay.
You were in the meeting.
Yeah, I know, but it seems to me like we should switch this around because the major part of the day here is on Monday.
It is.
That's the major part of St. Patrick's Day in Savannah.
That would have been pertinent information for the meeting.
You said you've been. let's bring them back on Tuesday. I mean, if we're sending you for St. Patrick's Day, we got to send you for St. Patrick's Day.
It would make
okay.
sense.
Okay. What are you looking at me for? There's four people in here that brainstormed. Nobody thought of that?
No, we said it during the meeting. We literally brought up that the parade was on Monday, but they'd be back because everyone parties on the weekend.
Which is why we didn't include the parade and the shenanigans.
But the major part of it is on Monday, so that correct. Was miscast. So okay. You will come back on Tuesday, okay?
Surprise! <All right. laughs>
isn't the Airbnb done?
Yes, we're gonna have to. Somebody's calling Tracy right after this break.
So you also get 100 points for being homeless after the St. Patrick's Day on Monday.
Maybe you can shack up with that cop.
Yes, we're definitely got to keep you guys down there for Monday.
And Rebecca's got to drive us back that evening. On Monday evening.
You're going to be hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca's
the
sober.
Whole week. Yeah.
We're going to have to brainstorm this one, okay. But it only makes sense for you guys to stay down there on Monday for the parade.
Gotcha.
And they're also going to be doing the drunk voicemails as well, right?
That is correct. So every night that they're going to start in the beginning with no alcohol and then call our voicemail line, and we're going to get drunk dials from the youth group as they progress throughout the evening.
And you get no points for that.
No.
Okay?
That's just for our entertainment.
Yeah. Okay. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You know what cliche I hate when it comes to relationships? Because it's such a lie. We're going to have to agree to disagree. Okay, now everybody says that to just like bring the heat down on an argument, but does it ever really go away?
It doesn't really resolve anything. Right. It just kind of sets in stone where you stand.
And there are just some times that you're at a stalemate in your relationship. Maybe one person has really been resolved to like, okay, you know what? We're just going to put it behind us. But the other one can't let it go, right? So sometimes you're just in a stalemate. So Mike and Sarah have hit us up because they are in this position right now in their marriage where they just can't move on over one issue. Completely one issue, and that's it. So, good morning, Mike, and good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sarah, you seem a little bit more reluctant than Mike here.
You could say that.
I don't feel reluctance. I feel disdain.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
That's strong. That's top shelf.
Right? Okay. That's an SAT word, baby.
All right. Well, disdain sells better. So, Sarah, what's the problem here with you and Mike?
Okay, so Mike and I were invited to his college friend's wedding, right? And I was totally planning to go, but then this work trip came up, so things changed. Like, I can't miss it. So I told Mike he should just skip the wedding because I can't be there, but he's still planning to go, and I have a problem with that.
Okay, hold on. Before you even go on, I want to tell you that when you said that he shouldn't go, it was Mo's head that popped up like a whack-a-mole.
I don't really understand that
and
one.
And then did a little tilt. Yeah. Like you heard a high-pitched whistle or something.
I was trying to hear out. I was trying to listen through it. But so far, I'm not exactly sure why he shouldn't go because she can't.
Do you want some clarification from her before we talk to him?
Yes. Why exactly should he not go because you can't?
Okay, so like for starters, I think it's weird for a married man to go to a wedding without his wife, especially when his ex-girlfriend's going to be there. And from what I hear, she's still single and asking about him through mutual friends. Like, I don't think it's appropriate for him to be in that situation without me there.
Well, just because she's a flirty sleut doesn't mean anything's going to happen with your mans.
Yeah, but I don't want him to be in that situation at all.
Okay. All right, Mike, how are you feeling about this whole thing?
Look, I appreciate where she's coming from, all right? But none of the, about this day is about my dumb ex, all right? It's about my buddy's wedding, all right? That's it.
How close are you to this friend?
Oh, we've been friends since school. Okay. We're tight as anything.
All right.
Oh, so this is like a top tier A friend, A-list
friend.
Well,
if it was top tier, he'd be in the wedding.
Oh, that's fair.
So it's probably one looking at like one B. tier below. Okay. B tier.
See, most of us don't think that way. Mike just found out he's a B-level friend. he should have never come on.
We all found that out together.
Unless he thought my buddy did me a solid by not throwing me in the wedding.
So, Mike, tell us about the tension that's been going on between you and Sarah. What is your argument to her? Like, this is silly. Of course I should go.
Well, it's silly, but you're already hearing her, so you already know she's doing back channel investigations on what she thinks this could be. And this is a wedding. It's not a singles mixer. It's very simple.
All right, Sarah, are you in any back channel negotiations going on here, like between Russia and Ukraine?
I mean, we have similar friend circles. We talk and I hear things.
What have you heard?
She's been asking around about him, like, is our relationship solid? Like, how are things going? How is Mike? All the things.
Okay, so Mike, you're yeah. listening to Sarah. You're hearing Sarah, and you're acknowledging that the ex is bringing up some bad feelings for her. Correct? Look at you playing therapist.
Wow, you have gone through therapy before.
So we'll go ahead and
I get it.
Huh?
But there's a reason she's my ex. I'm married. I love my wife. There's no reason for me to ever even consider about reconnecting. And the fact that she's out there running her mouth about me makes her even look worse.
There's another cliche I hate in relationships also, and I'm going to say this before I ask Sarah a question. The cliche I hate is, I trust him, I just don't trust her. So, Sarah, why should Mike not go to this wedding? What is the real insecurity here?
I mean, kind of what you said, like, I trust him, but I don't trust her. And like, Mike, you're missing the point. It's not just about what you intend to do. It's about the perception and respect. Like, if the roles were reversed, if I had an ex-boyfriend at a wedding and you couldn't go, wouldn't you feel uncomfortable with me going alone?
Well, first of all, I trust you. How about that? 100%.
Come on, Mike. If my ex was asking about me, you'd be uncomfortable too.
A little. Just a little.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say that you don't actually trust him. Because I think if you actually trusted him, you would trust that no matter what situation he's put in, he's going to act accordingly, no?
I agree.
No, I do. Okay, I do trust him, but I think it's a respectful thing to do. Like, no one's telling him he can't go, but I think he should choose not to out of respect for me and our marriage.
Girl, I'm sorry. I got to correct you on that. It is not respectful to tell your partner they have to stay locked up and miss an event from one of their college best friends just because you don't like their ex, especially if you really do trust him. So either you don't actually trust him and you're blowing smoke and you don't want to admit it, or you're being a little selfish right now and you're trying to dampen your partner, a great time for your partner at a very significant event for one of his friends over just some woman who thinks he's hot.
Mike, are you offended that she's essentially saying, I mean, she's saying the words she trusts you, but the actions here, like Abby said, is she's saying she don't trust you.
No, and I get it, but if the roles were reversed, I would never in a million years have her stop going to her friend's wedding because of an ex.
Has Mike ever given you a reason to not trust him, Sarah?
No, and like I said, I do respect him. It's just about perception and respect.
So, but you don't respect the fact that he feels like he needs to be there for his friend's wedding, regardless of who else is going to show up?
I mean, there's more to it than just that.
I don't think there is.
No, there's not.
What about the perception of him not being a good friend to his B-level friend by not showing up to the wedding? Like, why is the perception of maybe the woman making a move on him at the wedding the only perception that matters?
Because I think that him showing up without me is more important than him not going. There's other people that won't be able to go either.
Okay, so let's run with that for 1 second. If he shows up without you here, Sarah, what does that say about you and your relationship to other people?
It makes it look like things are rocky, and that's not the case at all.
Okay, but we can't always be worried about what people think. I get, like, Sarah, I'm going to have your back a little bit here. I get with the rumors going around or circulating or the hot gossip, and she's asking about him, and then they show up at the same event, and he's there without his wife, so it feels like there's a door slightly ajar, and she can make her move. What I think is happening here is that you are playing this out in your head, and hey, my mind is a scary place, and I could play a scenario out like that myself. But you have to be comfortable and confident in your marriage. You have to not care what these people think because they don't know you guys like that and they don't know you like that. And this is simply you having to be on a work trip and your happily married husband attending the wedding of his good college friend. And at the end of the day, when she does approach him, because Mike, let's keep it 100. If she's been asking about you, this ex is going to approach you at the wedding. So put Sarah at ease. When this woman comes up and approaches you at the wedding and tries to say something, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm just going to turn my back and walk away.
You're going to be able to do that?
Yes, I have no problem doing that.
Okay.
Sarah, do you believe that?
I do believe that.
Okay. So I will correct one thing that I think Kristen said that was incorrect. She said, just because the ex has been talking about you, that the door is slightly open. The door is not open at all for Mike.
No, it's not open at all for Mike. But the ex is going to think that she has a chance because there must be trouble in paradise. He showed up to the wedding without her, and weddings are very important. And why would you come to a wedding without your spouse? Of course, he's lying about her having a work trip. There's something rocking going on, so I have a chance.
I mean, I think you can change the perception here, Sarah. I totally see that one, but it does feel like you're catastrophizing. And instead, this perception can be that you're a badass with a career and you had a work trip. You have complete faith in your marriage. So your husband rolled up solo. And when he shuts his ex down, your marriage is going to look rock solid to everyone. You're going to come out of this a winner.
Here is a listener, John, that wants to get in on this. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I just got to say to Sarah, my wife and I, we've discussed this at length already. You're crazy. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody on the show is on your side. You need to just back down. Like, you're if you really trust your man, I think you're lying. But if you really trust him, then this is a non-issue.
I don't know that John would be the greatest couples therapist. You're crazy. Although there were times when I was in couples therapy that I wanted the therapist to say that.
Facts.
All right, so Sarah, where are you at with this now? And Mike, where are you at with this now? I agree with John in that. No, I mean, everybody kind of No, we don't understand where you're coming from, Sarah.
I do.
You do? All right.
I do.
Kristen has more soul and heart than the rest
of us. No, it's not that. I've just been, I think when you bring your baggage or if you don't want to refer to it as baggage, you bring your history into relationships with you. And I have been cheated on multiple times. I know what that feels like and it sucks.
It's happening right now to you.
Yeah, it is not.
You don't know. Oops.
So I don't blame. I think Sarah is well within her right. I want to validate her feelings. I understand you being uncomfortable with your husband being in the same room with an ex who has been asking about him. I think if that would make any sane woman, sane woman slightly uncomfortable. However, I feel like this is a you issue and you got to deal with those feelings and let Mike go to the wedding. I'm not even going to say that because I would never say that for a man to let somebody go to a wedding. But Mike should be able to go to the wedding and have a good time. And hey, maybe we can compromise here. He can carry around an 8x5 photo of you or 8x11 photo of you.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you gotta.
How about a t-shirt with her face on?
Oh, just get a tux. Oh, yeah. A tux with Sarah's face on it to solve all of this.
Sarah, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I hear y'all out. I get it. It's just. It still makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. Mike, okay. Is there anything final you want to say here to ease her mind somehow, some way?
Well, look, honey, it's ridiculous for you to think that I would ever, ever step out on you. I'd never win in a million years. And if we put this whole situation back into another container, the fact that you're going into a hotel for a work trip without your husband makes me look bad because what are they going to think about you when you show up? Oh, it's the same situation.
Oh, I was about to wrap up. It doesn't appear so.
Should we get John back on the line?
Wow. Okay. Sarah, what do you think of that?
That's solid.
I mean, I'm being paid to be there. It's a little different.
All right. Well, what if I pay Mike here $100 to show up to the wedding?
Already.
What?
You and your workarounds.
I mean, he's got a pretty good point.
It's pretty solid.
I mean, I don't. We'll have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what we started with.
All right, at least you got some outside perspective here. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. We have accomplished anything. The next time we do this, we should make both parties agree. Like, the way that we rule, that's it. The issue is behind you guys. Is the issue behind you guys?
I'm excited for the wedding.
No, is the answer.
The issue is not behind him, but his ex is. Oh.
Sarah, is the issue behind you?
No.
All right. Looks like our work is done here. Another satisfied
dude. That could be a more perfect representation of a man moving on and a woman holding on.
The Burt Show.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.